Hi, folks. Welcome to the Great Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Calvin Smith, and this is where we discuss five big topics: the gospel, relevance, evangelism, apologetics, and training for Christians, all in relation to the truth of God's word in Genesis as the seedbed of all Christian doctrines. Now, what we're going to be covering today are a family of motor proteins inside of us called kinesins. And if you aren't familiar with them, kinesins run around inside our cells at super speed on two legs, while their two arms carry packages to assigned destinations inside of us. Now, how can the story of evolution possibly explain this? Well, simply put, it can't. So let's dive in here. Now, every day in virtually every cell of your body, hundreds of transport motors are busy hauling freight from place to place. Scientists didn't really know much about this sophisticated micromachinery until fairly recently, and they're still blown away as they learn more and more about what these incredible micromovers actually do. Now, these very powerful, and we'll discuss just how powerful they are shortly, mighty movers, these gangly proteins called kinesins, they look surprisingly human-like. One end has two arms that hold onto their cargo, and the other end has two legs that walk along these roadways inside of our cells called microtubules. And each delivery person, we'll call them, is only 7 nanometers, or 2 billionths of a foot long. Now, these faithful couriers, they carry these packages called vesicles, containing needed parts inside cells, such as proteins, to specific designations or destinations. And even beside this biological robot's mind-boggling functionality is, the process of identifying the cell's needs and sending kinesins on their merry way, that's as impressive as the transport vehicle itself when you think about it. Now, determining when and where a specific part is needed requires an incredibly sophisticated diagnostic system. It also requires keeping a catalog of all the available parts that can be built and shipped. So when new parts are needed, the cell accesses a blueprint of the needed parts, orders it to be assembled and packaged, and then summons a kinesin and basically hands it an address. Now, just as an address would be useless, you know, without some sort of map or GPS system in the delivery vehicle, well, kinesins must have something like that as well. And not only are these motor proteins really high tech, they're also high speed, as I mentioned as well. Now remember, kinesins aren't living things. They're like biological robots that respond to commands with incredible accuracy and efficiency. Kinesins are extremely fast. They move at a rate of about 100 steps per second. Now, if you scaled that up to human size, that would equal about 600 feet or 200 meters per second, or 400 miles, 650 kilometers per hour. You know, picture the superhero, the Flash, you know, the guy whose main superpower is basically being really prompt. That's kind of like kinesin. Anyway, a kinesin's motor is about 50% efficient. That's about twice as good as a gasoline engine. And pound for pound, it produces nearly 15 times more power than most man-made engines. Remarkably, kinesins also have a hibernation feature when not in use, similar to how modern computers go into sleep mode to conserve energy. And like runners in a relay race, kinesins sometimes hand off their cargo to a fresh worker after bringing it a certain distance. And if the cargo is too big for a one kinesin job or a one-man job, multiple kinesins will join together and pull the load in unison. And kinesins even have a bypass mode that allows them to navigate around obstructions that might show up along the route they're taking. Now, look at this quote. I'm going to repeat it again, but look at this. It's impressive how nature manages to combine all of these functions in one molecule. In this respect, it is still far superior to all the efforts of modern nanotechnology and serves as a great example to us all. I'll tell you who said that in a minute, but think about this. This is an evolutionist speaking. Any scientist who could design this kind of technology, this kind of incredible microtechnology, they would receive tremendous accolades from the scientific community. But in our culture committed to evolution, chance events supposedly explain these marvels. Now, it was the Technical University of Munich professor Matthias Rief who said that. Let me repeat it again, just so you think of what I'm telling you. It's impressive how nature manages to combine all of these functions in one molecule. In this respect, it's still far superior to all the efforts of modern nanotechnology and serves as a great example to us all. But nature doesn't have a mind. Do you catch that? Professor Reif recognizes the superior design of kinesin, but gives the glory to nature instead of to our creator. That's astounding. Evolution, an unproven naturalistic process with no mind directing it, can supposedly produce a far more sophisticated technology than our most brilliant scientists can. You see, naturalists typically appeal to the concept of deep time and random mutations to explain how evolution could produce such marvelous constructs, including kinesin. Yet kinesins are in the cells of all organisms with a nucleus, like animals and plants, called eukaryotes, which in the evolutionary story first appeared well over 2 billion years ago. Now, if the Earth is 4.5 billion years old, that leaves too little time to evolve such incredible sophistication in animals and plant cells. But if that isn't enough of a headache for evolution, the latest research shows that a type of kinesin appears in the supposedly simplest cells. So that's like bacteria or prokaryotes, which secular scientists believe existed at the very start of life in their deep time framework. So this type of sophistication has been there from the very beginning of life, even conceded by evolutionists. Now, common sense just tells us that robots and communication devices like smartphones are the result of intentional, intelligent design. So when we see vastly more complex mechanisms inside the so-called simplest living things on the planet, it's logical to believe what God documents in His Word. In the Bible, our incredible Creator, Jesus Christ, is the mastermind who brought all living things into existence during creation week just 6,000 years ago. So the next time that you have someone gaslighting you as anti-science and against logic and reason as a Christian and as a biblical creationist, just point them in the direction of the incredible kinesin. There's lots of YouTube videos that will show these things to show them that they're the ones that have been deceived into believing this false narrative, the story of evolution. If you're appreciating this content, please visit the answersingenesis.ca website. And of course, if you could consider making a donation to the ministry, that would be great. And whatever platform you're accessing this on, it's probably got a combination of features that allows you to like and subscribe and like and share and all that stuff. Do a review perhaps. And we'd really appreciate you taking the time to do so, because in the big picture, hitting all those bells and whistles is probably the best thing that you could do to help us to continue to do outreach. Until next time, I'm Cal Smith. Blessings to you and yours.